Chapter 12, The Yoga of Devotion. Arjuna said, those devotees who worship you, and those also who do worship the changeless, the unmanifest, which are better versed in yoga. The Holy Lord said, those who, fixing their mind on me, worship steadfast with supreme faith, it is my opinion that they are thus the best versed in yoga. They worship the unperishing, unspeakable, unmanifest, omnipresent, unthinkable, unchangeable, immovable. Having subdued all the senses and even minded everywhere, engaged in the welfare of all, verily they reach me alone. Greater is their trouble whose minds are set on the unmanifest, for the unmanifest is hard for the embodied ones to reach. Those who worship me, resigning all action, deeming me as the supreme goal, meditating on me with single-minded yoga. To those whose mind is set on me, verily I become ere long, O Prithu's son, their savior from the sea of mortal samsara. Fixing your mind on me alone, placing your intellect in me, then doubtless you shall evermore live in me here and hereafter. If you are unable to fix your mind on me in steadiness, by constant practice of yoga, seek to reach me, Dhananjaya. But if you are unable to constantly practice yoga, be intent on acting for my sake, even that leads to perfection. If you cannot do even this, then by taking refuge in me, abandon the fruits of action, becoming this way self-controlled. Better is knowledge than practice, meditation than mere knowledge, renouncement than meditation. Instant peace comes from renouncement. He hates no one and is friendly and compassionate towards all, free from feelings of I and mine, even-minded and forbearing. Always content, balanced in mind, self-controlled, firm in conviction, mind and intellect fixed on me, devoted to me, dear to me. He who agitates not the world, and whom the world agitates not, who is freed from joy, envy, fear, and worry, he is dear to me. He who is free from dependence, pure, skilled, unconcerned, untroubled, renouncing all undertakings, that devotee is dear to me. He neither rejoices nor hates, nor grieves nor desires, renouncing both good and evil, and full of devotion, he is dear to me. He is the same to friend and foe, and in honor and dishonor, in heat and cold, pleasure and pain, and ever free from attachment. Who deems blame and praise as equal, silent, content with anything, homeless, steady-minded, full of devotion, he is dear to me. They who follow this immortal dharma described, endued with faith, deeming me as the goal supreme, devoted, are most dear to me. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 12th discourse entitled, The Yoga of Devotion.